Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Welcome to Seeds of the Word Biblical Coaching. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa, and this is where saints are equipped to go into the harvest field, amen, to win souls to Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. We thank God for you. We thank you for joining us on today. We appreciate you, and we just uplift you to the throne of grace and mercy where we receive, amen, God's, his intervention into our lives, his help, his grace. And so we thank God for you on today. Amen. So before we go any further in our segment, we are going to lift up prayers unto God and to the throne. Amen. Bless his holy name. Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, God, for this morning. Thank you, God, you are responding to your people. Thank you that we can come to you in any time, all times. You're always available. So, Lord, we bless your holy name for blessing your word, already blessed, your word made flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, God. We bless your holy name. Thank you for your people. Thank you for those who are to come into the kingdom and experience your eternal life. And to you be the glory and praise. Thank you for salvation. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God. Amen. Amen. We just want to come by and just encourage you with a few words, amen, and see that you and I both grow, amen, in the gospel of Jesus Christ. God is so good, amen. And so when he gives us his word, he wants us to be encouraged. So we go to his word in the book of Colossians today. The book of Colossians, chapter 1. I like how it starts off, amen, and we're going to get to our main scripture, but it starts off in verse 3. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. And that is the truth. We always thank God when we pray for you. We are thankful, amen, for everyone who tunes in and listens in and takes time out of their schedule, amen, to join us on today. And it says in verse 4, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all of God's people. And it is so evident, you know, there is so much we can focus on, so much we can concentrate on. In these days, there are distressful times all around the world. All around the world, distressful times are happening. But we focus back on the Lord Jesus Christ and on the scripture. And when it says in this verse 4, we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. And I've heard, and we look on, you know, the social media outlets, and the people of God are expressing their faith. They're expressing their faith in God. Your faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So the expression of that, the very fact that God exists, and many are expressing that God is in control, and expressing, you know, their love for God and their trust in him for all things at all times. So being that we hear of faith of others, we ought to be encouraged. It encourages me. I know that I am encouraged when I look to brothers and sisters who are just completely enamored by the love of God and the love of Jesus Christ, and they are keeping the faith. Amen. They are keeping the faith. And it says, we've heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all of God's people. Surely when we just post an encouragement word, amen, it's something on our social media. When we post it, amen, and we want it to be seen by others. Amen. And so others are expressing the love of God, and others are receiving the love of God by what is posted. And so it's an encouragement. Then our main scriptures are today of 5 and 6. Is the faith and love that spring from the hope. So it's expressing hope. Amen. So people need hope. not despair, because the world is full of despair. It's full of trouble. And it's full of things that are negative, that weigh on the mind and the spirit and are burdens. Amen. But to be one another's burden bearers by being an encouragement. When you post your posts, when you do things even outside social media to our local community in the gospel. Amen. So the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven. Hope stored up for us. God has stored it up. It is stored up. We trust in that. We believe in that. And the faith and love, glory be unto God, and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel. And it's found in the gospel of Jesus Christ that says in our salvation that we are forgiven of our sins, and because Jesus Christ died on the cross for those sins, and his blood covers our sins. And so without the shedding of blood, we know that there is no forgiveness of sins. And so Jesus, amen, he went to the cross and took the curse for us, amen, and so that we are forgiven, and we have hope of our salvation. We have hope of this eternal life, of this life everlasting with the one and true and only God. That is the true message, amen, that we are sharing this gospel with others. We are spreading it, amen, from nation to nation, community to community, family to family, individual to individual. God has put this in our heart that we not shrink back, that we not just put our hand to the plow and then take our hands off. No, we are moving forward. We all keep on pressing in. We all keep on pressing through, amen, to God, because we know he is life, and life is found in no one else but his son, Jesus Christ. We know that. We have that confidence in the Lord. And so we have this true message of God. Verse 6 says, that has come to you in the same way the gospel is bearing fruit. Right here, it's bearing fruit. You and I are bearing fruit. And why are we bearing fruit? Jesus said in the book of John that apart from him, we could do nothing. He wants us to bear fruit, amen, and fruit that will last, fruit that will remain. This fruit, it says here in verse 6, bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. We understand God's grace. We know grace is sufficient for us. His grace is sufficient. Wherever we are weak, Christ is made strong. So we can boast in our weaknesses. We can boast when we're being persecuted. We can boast when we are in distress and we are perplexed about the worldly situations and men around us, their hearts are faint in fear because what is coming upon the earth. And we know that we proclaim this true message of the gospel. We are proclaiming the grace of God. The gift of God, which is salvation through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We are professing a message that is eternal, that heaven and earth may pass away, but God's words will never pass away. They shall remain. We abide in Christ Jesus. Jesus said, if you remain in me and I remain in you, amen. He says of these things in the book of John. He gives us these encouragements. He says in John 15:4, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So we know we want to bear fruit of the gospel. We want the true message of the gospel to spread around the world continually, because why? It says in the scripture that this gospel must be preached to all nations, then the end shall come. So, yes, what should we be doing in these times? We should still be spreading the gospel. We should still be planting seeds. We should still be watering seeds. We should not get distracted by worldly events. We should not lose our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and his purpose of the commission, the Great Commission, amen, to share this gospel, the truth, with the whole world. We should do all that we've been called to do, all our gifts and talents at work for the kingdom of God, because why? Today is the day of salvation. Today we may plant a seed, we may water seed. God is increasing those seeds. The harvest, he said, Jesus said in John chapter 4, he said, the harvest, don't wait 4 more months. No, now, look, if we open our eyes, look, the harvest is for right now. It's ripe for right now. We have to work while it is still day, because it is coming in a time when no man can work. So we know that we're going to remain in Christ. We drop down in verse 7 of John 15. It says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. And we know that miracle signs and wonders accompany those who believe, accompany those who are preaching the gospel around the world. Amen. This gospel is bearing fruit around the world. Your faith, your love, amen, is bearing fruit in your lives, in our lives, as believers in Christ Jesus. And to God be praise. To God be the glory. I am thankful. I am grateful for you. I pray that this message has blessed you and your faith increased, your love increased, and you keep on bearing fruit. Remain in Christ Jesus. Grow closer to him. He loves us. He is for us more than the whole world is against us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Jesus said, in this world we may have trouble, but take heart, because he has overcome the world. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, has overcome the world. Bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. He'll make his face shine upon you. He'll be gracious to you, turn his face towards you, give you peace. Go with God. Join us this Saturday as we lift up our youth in God's Got This, God's Got Us. Be blessed.
My portion.